Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Getting Deeper with God podcast. Yeah, I know I haven't been here in a minute. I am so sorry for that. I think the last time I released an episode was last year during May. So yeah, it's been quite a while. But I'm back and I have a word. I have a word from the Lord and I'm so, so excited to share this word with you guys. Sure, I'm really so excited. And before we go into this word, I just want to thank each and every person for continuing to listen to this podcast, sharing it, leaving amazing comments and amazing feedback. And more than anything, I'm so grateful that even though I haven't released an episode in such a while, you know, people's lives were still being impacted in a positive way. You know, people are still finding encouragement from the previous episodes. People were learning and growing in the Lord, and this podcast was encouraging them to really pursue a relationship with God. So I am so happy, and yeah, just thank you so much for all the love and all the support, you know. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I am back and I am going to try to be as consistent as I can. But yes, when the Lord gave me a word, I was like, yes, I can finally release an episode because, you know, I am so sure about this word. I'm so confident about this word. I just know that there is someone who needs to hear this. There is someone who's on the brink of giving up and they need to hear this word. It's an urgent word for someone. So I'm really so excited to release it. I know I sound a bit nervous. I am nervous. I do get nervous when I have to preach, even though there's no one in the room, you know, because I know that people are going to be listening to this. And yeah, but yes, we bind those nerves in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. So like I said, I do have a word from the Lord. And in today's episode, I want to speak about sowing. I want to speak about sowing. You know, I know that sowing and planting can be so frustrating. You know, it can be so disheartening. It can be tedious. It can be long. It can be discouraging. You know, it can tempt you to lose hope. It can tempt you to find a shortcut. It can tempt you to go outside of the will of God and to do things out of yourself, to do things in your own flesh, to do things outside of the Holy Spirit so that you can get the desired outcome. Planting comes with a lot of tears. Planting comes with a lot of yoah. Planting comes with a lot of sighs. Planting comes with a lot of doubt. Doubting if God still sees you. Doubting if God is still in this with you. Doubting if really are these weapons sent not to prosper because they seem like they're prospering just a bit. Sowing can come with so much heaviness. Sowing can come with a low self-esteem. Sowing can cause you to lose your confidence. Sowing can make you regret why you started, why you believed God for this thing in the first place. But I am here to encourage you to keep on sowing. I am here to encourage you to keep on planting. Because soon enough, you will reap your harvest. Hallelujah. I want to read in the book of Galatians 6 from verse 6. Yes. Sorry. The book of Galatians 5 from verse 6. Yes. Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. It says that from verse 7. It says that do not be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Okay? And I want to go to verse 9. it says that, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give up. The harvest of your blessing has a condition, and the condition is that you do not give up. Your blessing has a condition, and the condition is that you endure. Your harvest has a condition, and the condition is that you keep going. The blessing has a condition. The Bible says that you will harvest, you will reap the harvest of your blessing if you do not give up. And so now I want to go back to verse 7. It says that don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. And a lot of times when we hear this scripture, we are thinking, no, I will always harvest the bad that I plant, because a lot of people use that scripture to warn people that, you know what, the bad that you plant, the wickedness that you plant, that is what you will harvest. But that scripture is not limited to that. It is not limited to that. Even the good that you plant, even the good that you plant, God is still just. He is just in the bad that you plant, and He's also just in the good that you plant. That if you plant the good, if you sow the good, you will reap a harvest of blessing. And that comes with a condition. And the condition is that you don't give up. The condition is that you don't give up. So, you know what? I feel in my spirit that someone here has been planting. You know, God told them that this is your promise. God told them that this is where I am taking you. God showed them that this is what I am giving you. God showed them that this is your blessing. However, there is an instruction attached to that blessing. There is an act of obedience that you need to do, an act of obedience that you need to sow in order for you to get to the other side, in order for you to get to the promised land. And it's taking longer than what you've imagined, and you are now doubting if you heard right from God. I feel prophetically that you are doubting if God spoke in the first place. And I want to encourage you that you are in the right path. I want to encourage you that you are doing the right thing. I want to encourage you that you are close. If you heard wrong, God was going to tell you. If you heard wrong, the Holy Spirit was going to reveal to you that, my child, you heard wrong. Stop what you're doing, because you are planting in vain. As you are planting, nothing is going to come out of this. But I want to encourage you that you did not hear wrong. It was God who spoke the first time, and it is God who will speak last. Yes, those doubts, those thoughts of doubt are speaking to you. The discouragement is speaking to you because you've been planting and you've been sowing. But I want to encourage you that God will speak last. He will prove himself to be a man of his word. He will prove to you that his decree can never be revoked. He will prove to you that whatever that he gifts you with, it cannot be reversed. Hallelujah. So keep going. You can't give up now, because if you stop now, you won't get to the blessing, which means that all of your work, that entire journey that you walked, it was all in vain. So you have to keep moving forward. Keep planting. Keep sowing. Yes, you are planting right now and you are crying. I promise you, God will use those tears to water your seed. Keep moving forward. You will reap, you will receive exactly what the Father has promised you, and that blessing will bring you so much joy. The Bible says that in Psalm 126 that they cry as they plant, they are in tears as they plant, but when they have the harvest, they have shouts of joy. They go planting in tears, but they come back with the harvest, and they are so joyful because it was worth it. It was worth it. Child of God, I want to encourage you that God finishes what he started. God finishes what he started. He will not start something. He will not say something to you and watch you obey the instructions and watch you be disciplined and watch you plant only for him to leave you hanging. That is the lie from the pit of hell. God will finish what he started. He will have the last word. You will know him as a man who keeps his word. You will know him that this man is a man of his word. In fact, he placed his word above himself. He is a God of integrity. He is faithful. God can never lie. So if he said it, he will do it. I just need to keep going. Hallelujah. I want to read in Psalm 126 quickly. Psalm 126. I just feel good to this word is for someone. Someone who was on the verge of breaking up. But honey, do not give up. Do not give up. Psalm 126. I'm going to read the whole thing. Please go read it. It's such an amazing psalm. So it says that when the Lord brought back his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. Okay? And the other nations said, what amazing things the Lord has done for them. Once the word of God, the word that he spoke to you, over you, once the promise that he gave you comes to pass, people will look at you and they will say, what an amazing thing that the Lord has done for him. What an amazing thing that the Lord has done for her. So do you see that you receiving that promise is not just for your own fulfillment and your own happiness, but it is also for the glory of God. God needs to see it through so that his name can be glorified. God needs to see this through so that people can look at that miracle and see his sovereignty in that situation and give him praise. So God will not leave a situation without his name being uplifted, without him receiving the praise, without him being glorified. He will not leave that situation until his sovereignty is shown in that situation, until his sovereignty is shown in that case. So God will do it not only for your sake, but for his sake, for his name, so that his name may be uplifted, so that his name may be glorified. So I can guarantee you that very word that he spoke over you, if you can just keep going, if you do not give up, you will see it. Because God cannot lie. Above everything, yes, his name needs, he needs to receive the glory. Yes, you need that blessing, you need that breakthrough. But above everything else, he cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. Okay? So it says that, yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy. Okay? And then I'm going to skip to verse 5. It says that those who plant in tears, that's you. You've been planting in tears and you've been sweating and you've been crying and you've been questioning and you've been doubting and you've been frustrated. And I want to let you know that the reason why you are frustrated is because in your spirit, you wouldn't care so much if your spirit didn't know that, you know what you are doing is not in vain. You wouldn't care if your spirit did not know that there is something, surely there is something waiting for you on the other side. You care so much. You know, you are so invested. Your emotions are affected. Why? Because your spirit knows. You know that you know that you know that there is something on the other side of this. That there is a breakthrough on the other side of this, okay? So it says that those who plant in tears, there's a promise for those who plant in tears. It says that they will harvest with shouts of joy. That is your promise. You are planting in tears right now. You are confused. You feel like time is running out. Child of God, I want to encourage you that time belongs to God. He will redeem the time if needs be. But I want to encourage you that time belongs to God. So yes, you may feel like you're running out of time, but God does not feel that way. Okay, so at the right time, you will harvest your blessing. At the right time, the word of God will physically manifest itself into your life. At the right time, the Lord will make it happen. At the right time, I need you to understand that God works with a heavenly schedule. I want to make an example. Jesus Christ. This world, before Jesus was born, so we're going to take it back to the Old Testament. You know, everyone was in great need of Jesus, and God could have sent him there and then, but for then they had the commandments. They had to follow that. God told Moses to write these commandments so that they could be order, okay? And God, at any given time, he would have said, hey, these people are sinning, these people are sleeping with one another, angels are sleeping with human beings, let me just send Jesus. But he didn't. Because there was an appointed time for Jesus to be born. Okay? However, God revealed Jesus to the patriarchs. God revealed Jesus to the prophets in the Old Testament. Prophet Isaiah was already speaking of Jesus. He was saying, for unto us a son is born, and he will be a wonderful counselor. So God had revealed to him that Jesus would come and redeem the world, but the time was not yet right. Paul says that in the book of 2 Corinthians, that when the time was right, when God saw fit, then he sent Jesus. So even Jesus, the birth of Jesus, so that we could be saved, he was on a schedule. Okay? He was under a heavenly schedule. So just because God said it does not mean that it's going to happen when he says it. Sometimes you just have to wait a bit. Just wait on the Lord and do what he has told you to do. When the time comes, God will release whatever that needs to be released in your life. Hallelujah. Okay? So the Bible says that they weep as they go to plant their seed. That's you. That's me. That's most people. You are crying, Lord, I don't understand. Lord, I'm not laughing. I'm just, you know, I'm thinking of myself because I'm that dramatic. Lord, I don't understand. Lord, please make it happen. Specifically, you know, Lord, please make it happen. Lord, what's going on? Did I even hear right? Maybe this was not even from God. Maybe I'm outside of the will of God. That's why it's not working out. If it was not his will, he would have told you. When has he ever not told you when you were outside of his will? When has he never not told you? When has he ever not told you when you were not doing something that he has told you to do? He was faithful in telling you, in revealing to you, in communicating with you that this is wrong. But you know, if he didn't say anything, keep planting. If it didn't say you heard wrong, keep planting. The devil wants to distract you. The devil wants to distract you. You did not hear right. God did not say that. Just stop what you're doing. But I am here as the mouthpiece of God, as a prophet of God, as a preacher of the word. I want to encourage you that God says, keep going. Keep going. That they weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. You will sing, child of God, when you return with your harvest. You will rejoice, child of God, when you return with your harvest. Hallelujah. You will be glad. You will say, what amazing things the Lord has done for me. People will look into your life and say, what amazing things the Lord has done for her. What amazing things that the Lord has done for him. Yes, they don't understand the work that it took behind the scenes, but they will be seeing the fruit of your obedience, the fruit of you waiting on God, the fruit of you, you know, going on, never giving up, planting, even when you couldn't see. You know, and the mandate of a believer, we should be living by faith. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. So that is our mandate. That is how God has made us to live. We live without seeing, but believing. Because yes, you are going to plant and you're going to get that harvest, and then another situation again, it is going to require faith. So there's never going to be a time where you're not going to need to walk in faith. That is your life as a believer, as a justified child of God. You are always going to be required to walk by faith. This is how the things of the kingdom work. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. 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 I quickly want to share my testimony before I close here. When I was in, let's see, when did I get saved? I was 17 when I got saved. I initially wanted to do accounting. I was good at it. I was getting distinctions. So I was like, accounting it is. Then I got saved. Immediately after I got saved, one of the things that God said was change your career, study psychology. And at the time, I didn't even know what psychology was. Like, I had an idea, but I was like, nah, psychology. Like, I don't even, you know, I was going on, you know. But I obeyed and I studied psychology. And then I remember the Lord revealing to me that I would get accepted at the University of Pretoria for the BA General, because to study psychology, you need to do a BA General. And then once you pass that third year, you choose your majors. So you choose two majors, and then in your honors, you apply for one of your majors. So for my honors, I chose psychology. And so the Lord says, you're going to get accepted at UP. I got accepted at UP. I did a BA General. Now, the Lord said, study psychology. Mina ngafika AUP, you know, so with a BA General, it's not just psychology focused. There's other modules as well. There's like research, there's sociology, there's philosophy. You choose a whole lot of modules. And that, when I tell you, that degree rocked me. It rocked me. I was failing so many modules. I was just failing so many modules. And now my academic record is looking weird. The only thing that I passed well was psychology, like the actual module psychology. But the other things, I was just failing. If not failing, I was barely passing. I'd get a 50. I don't know how many subs I've written. I don't know how many sick tests. It was just a mess, okay? And so now, in order for me to be a psychologist, I need to make it to honors. And here is my BA degree, and it's a mess. I want to read to you here. This was in 2019. The Lord said, go to Psalm 126. I read the entire Psalm 126. And the Lord said, write this down. I have it here because I opened the scripture. Says write this down. So I wrote it down and I said, I will be doing my honors in 2021. This was in 2019, and my academic record was a mess. I didn't even know which university would accept me at this point, because it was a mess. The Lord said, write this down. I wrote it down. I will be doing my honors in 2021, and I will enjoy it and do very well in it. I put a smile there. I wrote this in 2019. The Lord said, you're going to be doing your honors in 2021. Fast forward, 2020, I ended up doing really well. I don't even know what happened, man. The Lord redeemed me. I just ended up getting distinctions and I did really well. That was my last year. Well, I had a year added because I was failing so much. I had to repeat 1 year. So I did my BA. It was supposed to be 3 years. I did it in 4 years. So the fourth year, 2020, I finished off the modules that I had failed. I passed really well. I got distinctions and all of that. And 2021, I was applying for honors in psychology. I applied and I got accepted. I got accepted at UNISA, and then started doing my honors in 2021. The Lord was truthful to his word. I did really well. I was getting distinctions. Some assignments I would get 100%. I remember getting 100% for a research paper. I remember getting a distinction for research, which was shocking for me, because it was like research, really, Lord? Like, am I really getting a distinction for research? I got a distinction. I think I got like 3 distinctions. I'm doing it part-time. I'm finishing off this year. I got like 3 distinctions, you know, and I'm enjoying it. I'm doing exceptionally well in it. Everything that the Lord said would happen, it happened. Had I given up, had I looked at my marks then in undergrad and said, I am failing literally everything, I'm repeating, I'm having subs, and I just decided to drop out, I would have not made it where I am right now. But I had to continue to plant. I had to continue to sow. I had to continue to keep trusting that the Lord said, it was God himself who said, study this degree. I was doubting, maybe I'm in the wrong profession. Maybe, you know, I didn't hear right. You know, maybe everyone was right. I shouldn't have done psychology. I should have stuck with accounting because, you know, that was my thing. I was really great at it. But had I given up, I don't even want to think, because I know the depression that comes with being in the wrong career. I know the depression that comes with doing something that you don't love. But God proved himself to be faithful. God proved, this was in 2019, I wrote it next to that scripture. The Lord said, in 2021, you will be doing your honors. In 2021, I did my honors and I did exceptionally well. I got marks that I never thought I would be getting. And that was because I did not give up. Paul says that if you will reap a harvest of blessing if you do not give up. Actually, he says that at the right time. He says at just the right time, actually. The scripture says that at just the right time. So God is never too late. He is never too early. If he said it, he will do it at his appointed time and it will come to pass. And you will be so shocked. And his sovereignty will be revealed in your situation. God's sovereignty, God's glory will get to be seen with you. Right? We saw in the scripture what amazing things that the Lord has done for them. So God's sovereignty, his power was seen with them. His glory was seen with them. He showed off. He showed off what he was capable of with them. And God will do the very same thing with you. The condition is, do not give up. Keep sowing. Go. Move. Keep going. Keep sowing. Yes, you are weeping right now, but when you come back, you will rejoice. Because the blessings of God do not come with any sorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. Whew. Child, I can preach forever. I see this was 20 minutes and it felt like I spoke for 10 minutes. Like, what is going on? But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I think I'm going to end it here. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. If you need anything, if you need prayers, if you need someone to talk to, please DM me wherever this episode or the podcast was advertised, be it my Instagram, my WhatsApp, or my Twitter. DM me, talk to me. You know, I'm always here to listen, to give wise counsel, to pray for you, to walk this journey with you. I want you to get to your blessing. I don't want you to give up. So if you want someone to encourage you to keep sowing, talk to me. I will gladly encourage you because I want you to receive every single promise that the Lord said you will have. Okay? Amen. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I don't know, man. I just know that someone had to hear this. And if it's you, God loves you so much. You know, you were at the brink of giving up and he said, no, keep going. Encourage yourself in my word, just like how David encouraged himself in the Lord, and keep going at just the right time. You will receive your blessing. You'll receive your harvest if you don't give up. I want to emphasize on the if you do not give up. If you give up, then but you can't give up, child of God. You can't. So keep sowing. At the right time, the Lord will make it happen for you. Amen. Okay, so thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys in my next episode. Goodbye.